receptors on the surface of the nerve cells. When an opioid binds to a receptor in the peripheral nervous system, the nerve cells outside the brain, the receptor changes shape and sets in motion a cellular game of telephone that stops pain messages from reaching the brain. The danger comes because opioid receptors scattered throughout the body and in crucial parts of the brain can cause far-reaching side effects when drugs latch on. For starters, many opioid receptors are located near the base of the brain, the part that controls breathing and heart rate. When a drug like morphine binds to one of these receptors in the brainstem, breathing and heart rate slow down. At low doses, the drug just makes people feel relaxed. At high doses, though, it can be deadly. Most opioid overdose deaths occur when a person stops breathing. And high numbers of opioid receptors in the gut, thanks in part to all the nerve endings there, can trigger constipation and sometimes nausea. Plus, opioids are highly addictive. These drugs mess with the brain's reward system, triggering release of dopamine at levels higher than what the brain is used to. Gradually, the opioid receptors in the brain become less sensitive to the drug, so the body demands higher and higher doses to get the same feel-good benefit. Such tolerance can reset the system, so the body's natural opioids no longer have the same effect either. If a person tries to go without the drugs, withdrawal symptoms like intense sweating and muscle cramps kick in. The body is physically dependent on the drugs. Addiction is a more complex phenomenon than dependence, involving physical cravings so strong that a person will go to extreme lengths to get the next dose. Long-term users of prescription opioids might be dependent on the drugs, but not necessarily addicted. But dependence and addiction often go together. Despite their risks, opioids are still widely used because they work so well, particularly for moderate to severe short-term pain. No matter how much I say I want to avoid opioids, half of my patients will get some kind of opioid. It's just unavoidable, said Christopher Wu, an anesthesiologist at Johns Hopkins Medicine. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, more doctors began doling out the drugs for long-term pain, too. Aggressive marketing campaigns from Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, promised that the drug was safe, and doctors listened. Opioid overdoses nearly quadrupled between 2000 and 2015, with almost half of those deaths coming from opioids prescribed by a doctor, according to data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Opioid prescriptions have dipped a bit since 2012, thanks in part to stricter prescription laws and prescription registration databases. U.S. doctors wrote about 30 million fewer opioid prescriptions in 2015 than 2012, data from IMS Health Show. But restricting access doesn't make pain disappear or curb addiction. Some people have turned to more dangerous street alternatives like heroin, and those drugs are sometimes spiked with more potent opioids such as fentanyl or even carfentanil, a synthetic opioid that's used to tranquilize elephants. Overdose deaths from fentanyl and heroin have both spiked since 2012, CDC data reveal. Scientists have been searching for a drug that kills pain as successfully as opioids without the side effects to close for 100 years with no luck, says Sam Ananthan, a medicinal chemist at Southern Research in Birmingham, Alabama. He is newly optimistic. Right now, we have more biological tools, more information regarding the biochemical pathways, Ananthan says. Even though prior efforts were not successful, we now have some rational hypotheses. Scientists used to think opioid receptors were simple switches. If a molecule latched on, the receptor fired off a specific message. But more recent studies suggest that the same receptor can send multiple missives to different recipients. The quest for better opioids got a much-needed jolt in 1999 when researchers at Duke University showed that mice lacking a protein called beta-arrestin 2 got more pain relief from morphine than normal mice did. And in a follow-up study, negative effects were less likely. If we took out beta-arrestin 2, we saw improved pain relief but less tolerance development, says Laura Bond, now a pharmacologist at the Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter, Florida. Bond and colleagues.